the thinking. "Don't tell anybody what I found. That thief, Men Fu." Bisand laughed yet again. His mirth had a sepulchral quality. "You enjoy your work, don't you? I mean, harassing people who don't dare fight back." "Careful, Bo. I could drag you in for questioning." Bisand spun, stalked away. Bowman sneered at his back. Of course Bisand enjoyed his job. It let him play dictator. He could do anything to anyone without having to answer for it. Once the Dominator and his minions fell and were buried in their mounds behind barriers wrought of the finest magics of their day, the White Rose decreed that an eternal guard be posted, a guard beholden to none, charged with preventing the resurrection of the undead evil beneath the mounds. The White Rose understood human nature. Always there would be those who would see profit in using or following the Dominator. Always there would be worshippers of evil who wished their champion freed. The resurrectionists appeared almost before the grass sprouted on the barrows. "Tokar, a resurrectionist?" Bowman's thought. "Don't I have enough trouble? Bisand will pitch his tent in my pocket now." Bowman's had no interest in reviving the old evils. He merely wanted to make contact with one of them so as to illuminate several ancient mysteries. Bisand was out of sight. He should stomp all the way back to his quarters. There would be time for a few forbidden observations. Bowman's realigned his transit. The Barrowland did not have the look of great evil, only of neglect. 400 years of vegetation and weather had restructured that once marvelous work. The barrows and mystical landscaping were all but lost amidst the brush covering them. The Eternal Guard no longer had the wherewithal to perform adequate upkeep. Monitor Bisand was fighting a desperate rearguard action against time itself. Nothing grew well on the Barrowland. The vegetation was twisted and stunted. Still, the shapes of the mounds and the menhirs and fetishes which bound the Taken were often concealed. Bowman's had spent a lifetime sorting out which mound was which, who lay where, and where each menhir and fetish stood. His master chart, his silken treasure, was nearly complete. He could almost thread the maze. He was so close, he was tempted to try before he was truly ready. But he was no fool. He meant to try nursing sweet milk from the blackest of cows. He dared make no mistake. He had Bisand on the one hand, the poisonous old wickedness on the other. But if he succeeded, ah, if he succeeded, if he made contact and nursed away the secrets, man's knowledge would be extended dramatically. He would become the mightiest of living mages. His fame would course with the wind. Jasmine would have everything she quarreled about sacrificing, if he made contact. He would, by damn. Neither fear nor the infirmity of age would stay him now. A few months, and he would have the last key. Bowman's had lived his lies so long, he often lied to himself. Even in his honest moments, he never confessed his most powerful motive, his intellectual affair with the lady. It was she who had intrigued him from the beginning, she whom he was trying to contact, she who made the literature endlessly fascinating. Of all the lords of the Domination, she was the most shadowed, the most surrounded by myth.